Thanks for joining us for part three of the Michael Jolly Edition's K47H Listening Sessions. This is Bill Pearson in Los Angeles. I'm hanging out in the studio today with James Lum, where we'll be listening to some of his vintage acoustic guitars through various microphones. For our purposes today, those will be the Michael Jolly Edition's K47H and the Neumann U87. The first thing we'll be listening to today will be some stereo acoustic guitar clips. The first clip is a Neumann KM84 panned hard left and a U87 panned hard right. Mic placement was just off the 12th fret for the KM84 and just peeking over James' right shoulder, pointing down towards the sound hole for the U87. Next up, we're going to listen to some of the MJE microphones. On the left, a Michael Jolly modded 012, and on the right, the subject of our listening test, the K47H. Here we go. MJE mics offer what I would call a more modern presentation. A little more top end and a little more bottom end, while still retaining that classic Neumann focus on the mid-range. It's also interesting to note that the relaxed cardioid pattern on the K47H yields what I would consider to be a better stereo image. All in all, either group of microphones would be a great choice for this stereo application. Up next, a little smooth jazz on the U87. Awesome. Thanks, James. There's a reason they say that the U87 never sounds bad on anything. It's because it doesn't. Now we're going to listen to Michael Jolly's K47H on the same guitar, same take. This clip really shows off the size of the K47H. It is a big sounding FET microphone. Well, thanks for joining us on this acoustic guitar listening session. I think you'll agree that the K47H is a real contender. We hope that you'll take the time to download the full-length audio clips so that you can import them into your own DAW for critical analysis. Join us again for part four when we put the mics to the test on drum overheads and electric guitar. Thanks for listening.